If you go for a hike at the Pismo Preserve over the next few months, you may come across a herd of grazing cattle. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about how the cows are helping the land.
The cows are grazing the rangeland area of the preserve to eat invasive weeds such as black mustard, help restore the diversity of native plant life, and reduce the risk of wildfire. The Land Conservancy of San Luis Obispo County helps manage the Pismo Preserve and is partnering with Cal Poly's range manager to use more than 50 of his personal cattle to graze the land. Cal Poly range manager Aaron Lazanoff says recent wildfires have increased awareness of the need for mitigation, and introducing the cows is a good strategy.
Fire protection is very important to the people that live in that area. The other benefit of it is that the land becomes kind of a stagnant environment without some kind of grazing to help the land regenerate each year.
Dylan Theobald is the stewardship manager for the Land Conservancy. He says grant money from the California Coastal Conservancy paid for the construction of grazing infrastructure on the preserve. Theobald says the Land Conservancy used the money to build a cattle corral and two cow pastures surrounded by 9,000 feet of wildlife-friendly barbed wire fencing.
A wildlife-friendly barbed wire fence generally has a smooth bottom wire, so wildlife can go under it. We also have a smooth top wire on these fences, so animals can jump over.
Theobald says people may encounter the cattle when using the preserve. He says if someone comes across a cow on a trail, the best thing to do is move around them or wait for them to move. He says the most important thing for people to remember is to close all gates behind them to make sure the cattle stay in their pastures. Lazanoff says the cows on the preserve are docile and used to being around humans, so people don't have to worry about encountering them. The cows are expected to graze the land until July, but Lazanoff says the timeline depends on the weather and how quickly the grass grows. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.